Are you planning a spontaneous holiday? Well, you don't have to go too far away. The Waldviertel offers the perfect mixture of adventure and relaxation. Nature seems more untouched here, the landscape more silent, more vigorous. For cyclists and hikers, the Waldviertel, with its fragrant meadows full of herbs, forests, babbling brooks and rivers, is a paradise. But also, if you're looking for funny and interesting events, the north of Lower Austria is the right place for you.
So now I'm presenting the windmill Heuriger Bergmann in Retz. Since 1960, people have been eating well and drinking with pleasure at the windmill Heuriger in Retz. Today, a timeless Heurigen atmosphere of wood, sandstone and glass awaits the guests of the Heuriger. There is hardly a table where the guests do not have a view on the sunny Retzer land. In addition, a romantic guest garden for balmy evenings under a white wine and a traditional Bauernstübel as a cozy retreat.
Wow, that sounds comfortable.
Yes, and you know what? Traditional Waldviertel dishes are served here as well, such as smoky Gsechtes or tender Surfleisch. But also vegetarians will find what they're looking for thanks to the delicious salads.
The world of amethysts in Maisau. Around the largest amethyst deposit in Europe, the amethyst world in Maisau presents itself as a unique world of experience on the subject of gemstones. On the large area of the amethyst world, the treasure digging field, as well as the newly built gold panning facility, is another highlight, especially for families. Visitors of the amethyst world, both young and old, can try their luck at digging and panning for gold.
Have you ever tried that?
Yes, I've been there with my family 2 years ago and it was great.
So, let's talk about some possible activities for sporty visitors. If you want to be active, go for a hike or a bike tour on the Kalvarienberg. It offers a beautiful view and is 414 meters high. You can enjoy exercise and the wonderful nature as well, so it's a big recommendation.
I totally agree, it's a wonderful place for a hike. A town you have to visit in the Waldviertel is Eggenburg. The medieval town offers magnificent palaces, unique cultural monuments and a medieval city wall, which is one of a kind. Visit the interesting museums and exhibitions or sign up for a guided tour of the town, also possible at night, and the wine cellar alley.
If we haven't convinced you to visit the Waldviertel until now, let me give you three other suggestions. Firstly, I'm going to present you the music night. Every summer on Monday evenings, Eggenburg is dedicated to music, culinary delights and entertainment. In front of different restaurants in Eggenburg, which is also known for its beautiful medieval town culture, guests are not only able to listen to beautifully played live music, but also to enjoy various delicious food. People are dancing, singing, drinking and just having a good time together. It's all about having fun and enjoying summer nights in good company. A Monday evening you will probably not forget.
Yes, I've been there last summer and it has such a great vibe. Now I'll present the Moonshine Cinema. The Moonshine Cinema in Eggenburg is something you must add to your travel list. From July the 21st to August the 14th, 2022, the meadow near the town hall in Eggenburg will once again become a meeting place for cinema lovers and night owls. Surrounded by the beautiful city wall and a wonderful atmosphere, the unique open-air cinema is one of the highlights. Let yourself be captivated by the film classics and enjoy incredible hours with family and friends watching movies under the stars. On an 84 square meter screen, surrounded by medieval walls and towers, the Moonshine Cinema presents the best movies and blockbusters of the current season. Additionally, European film culture is once again an integral part of the program. Fans of the cinema can expect a wide-ranging program with excellent, interesting, exciting and fun films. At nightfall, torches are lit on the city wall and a very special atmosphere is created, so pure romance is guaranteed. Tip: to be sure that you get enough tickets for your family and friends, you can also buy tickets before the start of the season in all Raiffeisen banks and daily until 5 p.m. at the Tourist Information Eggenburg.
Yes, and I have to admit, the snacks are good as well.
So let's talk about one of the most famous festivals in Eggenburg. It's called the Festival of the Middle Ages. Unfortunately, the medieval festival was cancelled the last 2 years. Due to coronavirus, it was not possible to celebrate it. But we're going to explain what it looked like back then when it was allowed to take place. It's like a journey back in time to the Middle Ages. The town of Eggenburg travels back to the time of knights, damsels, jesters and jugglers. Nearly all people are wearing fancy dresses and the town is being decorated. It definitely looks very realistic. During the days, music is being played, which supports the feeling of being in a different century. Everything has a medieval touch, which is pretty cool. You can buy various things from clothing to soap to cheese to wood toys, nearly everything. The food is also a highlight. Culinary delights include delicious food, wines and freshly brewed beer. The night is dedicated to fire, with fire eaters demonstrating their dangerous art in front of a flaming backdrop. While the night watchman makes his last rounds, the evening is concluded with dancing and singing under the glow of the moon. If you've never been there, give it a try and just enjoy the vibe.
We hope to see you soon in the Waldviertel. Book your vacation or excursions now. www.waldviertel.at